Welcome to the Hope United Podcast, where we're creating a culture of worship, family, and discipleship. We hope this message challenges, inspires, and gives you hope today. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe.
We're starting a new series this week, and it's going to be great. Look at somebody and say, it's a new series. We're still all about love, but we're out of February now, so we're going to look at a new series. So many people want to walk in the blessing of God, but they don't understand what comes before the blessing. Everybody wants to live the blessed life, but and everyone in this room, I'm sure, wants God to bless them in one way or another. I don't think I've talked to somebody that said, no, I don't want God to bless me. We want our families to be blessed. We want our relationships to be rich. We want to be able to have money in the bank. We want our bills to be paid. We want to have some extra left over to maybe take a trip with our family. We want to live a blessed life. Everybody talks about living a blessed life, but there's something that comes before living the blessed life. And that's what I want to talk to you about today. There's something that you need to do before you walk in the fullness of the blessing that God has for you. Does anybody want to know what this one thing is that you need to do? What do I need to do to prepare myself to be blessed, to be successful? One of the most successful people that we see in the Word of God is Joseph. And Egypt was one of the wealthiest nations at the time in the world, and Joseph becomes the right-hand man to the king. He becomes the prime minister, and it's powerful how that he walks into this journey that God has for him. And you're probably asking yourself, how do you walk into success like that, into favor like that? So I want to talk a little bit about that over the next couple weeks, because there's one thing that's important to have in place if you want God to release the blessing on your life, and that is forgiveness. So I want to talk the next couple weeks about forgiveness, then blessing. Forgiveness, then blessing. This is one of my favorite stories in the Bible when we talk about the person of Joseph. And a lot of times I'm on a reading plan and I get to that point and I just completely disregard the Bible reading plan and I just read straight through because I love the story of Joseph. And especially the part, because he's a man who has been sold out by his family. He's a man that's been sold out by his friends, and he's been lied about, he's been mistreated, but he learns how to forgive. It's important and it's transformative. Forgiveness, whether you realize it or not, kept Joseph on the path to prosperity. If Joseph at any point had become bitter, he would have missed his destiny. And this is something that we have to realize. If we become bitter, we end up spending years in chains. I want you to think how different that Joseph's life could have been if he got bitter. If we learn to forgive, we can experience true freedom and the blessing of the Lord. God does not want you in the shackles of unforgiveness. He does not want that for you. He does not want you to be shackled by the things that have happened in your past that you have not forgiven. God wants you liberated and blessed by the power of forgiveness. Can we read a little bit of this story in Genesis 37? Genesis 37, 2 through 5, it says, Joseph, a young man of 17, was tending the flocks with his brothers, the sons of Bilhah and the sons of Zilpah, his father's wives. Were y'all impressed that I could say that? And he brought their father a bad report. He brought a bad report about his brothers. Now Israel, or Jacob, loved Joseph more than any of his other sons because he had been born to him in his old age. And he made an ornate robe for him. How many would like to get a jacket that none of your other siblings had? It's both a blessing and a problem. When his brothers saw that their father loved him more than any of them, they hated him and could not speak a kind word to him. And Joseph had a dream, and when he told it to his brothers, they hated him all the more. You have a dream that God has given you, but understand there are people that will love you for it. And there are people that will hate you for it. There are people that will help you in your dream, and there are people that will hurt you. You can see in Joseph's story, there are many people that hurt him, but there were also a few people that helped him in his dream. I want to tell you that no matter if you have just a few people that are willing to help you, or a lot of people that will help you, God still has a plan for you. Amen. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope." You see, we can lose sight of the dream and the blessing just because there are some people that don't like us. We can lose sight of the dream even if there are some people that hate us. And we can't lose sight of the dream even if there are some people that have hurt us before. Right. You can't lose sight of the dream even when people hurt you. This is important. We see it in Joseph's story, but here's the problem. Some people, they get hurt, and the rest of their life becomes about the pain instead of the purpose. I want you to hear this today. Some people, they get hurt, and the rest of their life becomes more about the pain than the purpose. The devil wants you to take your eyes off the purpose and put it on the pain. But God wants you to keep your eyes on the purpose, on his plan, on his blessing. One thing that's so powerful about the Joseph story is no matter the pain and the disappointment and the betrayal that he went through, he never took his eyes off the purpose. We have to understand this. Never let the pain take your focus off your purpose. That is the trick of the enemy. That's the lie of the enemy, to get you focusing on the wrong thing. So how do we keep our eyes on the purpose instead of the pain? Well, there's one word: forgiveness. Yeah. How do we not focus on the pain, but focus on the purpose? Forgiveness. When we forgive, we take our eyes off the pain and put it back on purpose. There are some purpose that God has and that he has allowed pain, some pain, to be in your life. There's purpose for the pain. I'm not saying that God caused the pain, but God will use the pain. And that's a difficult thing to understand sometimes. Why does God allow pain? Sometimes we go through unnecessary pain caused by the enemy or caused by hurtful people, but God turns it into purpose in your life. How many believe that God can turn your pain into purpose? With Joseph, he turned his pain into purpose. It became an education. It became a setup. It became his promotion. Either way, through the power of forgiveness, we take our eyes off of the pain and put it back on the purpose. Ask yourself this today: what is God's purpose in all of the pain? What is God's purpose in the pain that I've gone through in my life? Yes, there is pain, but I'm putting pain in the background and I'm putting purpose in the forefront. What is the purpose? Look at somebody and say, what is the purpose? That is the question. That's the prevailing question. That's the question that you always have to come back to. What is the purpose for this? What is the purpose for what I'm going through right now? Instead of asking each other, which we oftentimes fall into, what is the pain? Instead, try asking, what is the purpose? It's easy to ask, what is the pain? It's harder to ask, what is the purpose? What is God bringing out of the pain? What is God going to do with the pain? God didn't cause the pain, but what is God going to do with the pain? There's this point in Joseph's story that he realizes that, and he tells his brothers, the same ones that sold him into slavery, in Genesis 50, 20, he says, you intended to harm me, but God intended it all for good. He brought me to this position so that I could save the lives of many people. Can I read this again? You intended to harm me, but God intended it for all for good. He brought me to this position so that I could save the lives of many people. Some of you need to put this on your refrigerator. Some of you need to post this up in your bedroom. Because there's some people in your life, there's some people in your past that you need to look at the scripture and you need to say this to yourself daily until you can find the place of forgiveness. You intended to harm me, but God intended it all for good. And he's brought me to this position so that many could be saved. There are people around you that will do things. Sometimes hurtful things. Sometimes things that will cause you harm. But God will use it for your good. That's the principle that we see here. There are people that will try to trick you or trap you or mistreat you. But God will turn it around for your good. When you really start to internalize this principle, it changes the way you look at life, it changes the way you look at people, and it allows you to forgive in such a profound way. When I realize there is nothing that anyone could ever do to me that God cannot turn for my good, I can go back to a place where there is a smile on my face. There is forgiveness in my heart because I realize no weapon formed against me is going to prosper. I don't have to condemn every word that comes against me, but every word that comes against me will be condemned. This is the heritage of those that love the Lord. So I can love people that have hurt me. I can forgive people who have harmed me. Why? Because of the joy of understanding how God works. He turns what the enemy meant for evil. He turns it for my good. Somebody needs to write Genesis 50, 20 in your bedroom and remember that. Psalm 37, 23, the Lord directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of their lives. You see, he delights in the details, the smallest things, the smallest injustice in your life, God will turn. He delights in turning things for good, for you. God is going to turn every betrayal, every hurt, every pain, every tear around for your good. Do you believe that today? But here's the big but. He's going to turn every pain, every betrayal, every hurt. He's going to turn it for your good. But you got to forgive. Here's the requirement. You got to forgive. Some of you have been wondering, why has God not turned this around for my good yet? Forgiveness. It's tough. to forgive people that have done things against you. It's difficult. But Jesus said, love those who hurt you. Right? To those who despitefully do things against you. He said, love your enemies. You can't love unless you have forgiven. You cannot accept the blessing without walking in forgiveness. Forgiveness allows you to receive the product of what God has done with your pain. God is already working on your behalf, but for you to be a recipient of his blessings, you have to forgive. Once you forgive, the problem, the enemy doesn't want you to forgive, because once you forgive, you undo what the enemy has done. You undermine what the enemy has done when you forgive. Understanding this concept will unlock your understanding of forgiveness. When I forgive, it enables God to transform every hardship I have gone through. I want to look back at my past and say, look what the Lord has done. I don't want to look back and through tears say, oh man, this happened and that happened and this happened and that happened. I want to look back and say, look how God transformed my circumstances. Look how God has transformed every pain, every hardship, every low moment in my life. Look what the Lord has done. Isaiah 61:3. He will give a crown of beauty for ashes, a joyous blessing instead of mourning. Right? He's turned my mourning into dancing again. But that happens through the process, through the pathway of forgiveness. I want to be enriched in this way. He gives a crown of beauty for ashes, a joyous blessing instead of mourning. But how am I enriched in this way? Forgiveness. Forgiveness enriches our lives. So even if I don't feel like forgiving, I'm still going to forgive off principle, because I want this result in my life. I want God to turn all my hardship into goodness, so I'm going to forgive even when I don't feel like it. And sometimes you're not going to feel like it. Sometimes you're first going to have to just move forward in obedience to the principle before your heart catches up. Can I say that again? Sometimes you got to move forward in obedience to the command of the Lord and the principle of forgiveness even before your heart has catched up. There are times that I, through gritted teeth, have prayed for people that have hurt me. I'll go on prayer walks and pray through gritted teeth. I don't want to pray for this person. I don't want to forgive this person, but God, I'm going to forgive them because you told me to. Because you said in your word, forgiveness is essential to blessing. Forgiveness is vital. So sometimes we forgive off principle. Forgive because the principle it releases in your life. If you're not in the mood to forgive, because you really don't want to forgive, because you really don't like that person right now, learn to forgive off principle. The principle of forgiveness will release God's abundance in your life. Forgiveness will release the blessings of God to you, and that's what God wants. He wants you to forgive because it's the right thing. But he also wants you to forgive because it releases his blessing and abundance in your life. He wants us to forgive because he has forgiven. And God wants to bless those that are brave enough to forgive. Will you bow your heads with me today? God, I thank you for the power of forgiveness. None of us would be here today if it wasn't for your forgiveness in the person of Jesus Christ when he died on the cross to pay as a ransom for our sins, our shortcomings, our mistakes, our failures as a human race. You forgave us when we messed up. You forgave us when we were at our worst moments. You forgave us. And God, you're inviting us into the principle of forgiveness. How powerful. Your forgiveness released salvation upon the earth, and our forgiveness releases blessing upon ourselves and upon others in our lives. What a blessing to receive forgiveness. God, we didn't earn it, but you forgave us. And there's some people in our lives that have not earned it, but we're going to give them forgiveness even though they don't deserve it. God, teach us to forgive like you have forgiven. Teach us to follow your example. First and foremost, because it's the right thing to do. It's the godly thing to do. It's the Christian thing to do. But also, there are benefits that come with it. The forgiveness unlocks your blessing in our lives. God, touch our hearts, God. It's difficult to forgive, but take us on the journey. Teach us how to pray for those that have used us. Teach us to pray for those that have hurt us. Teach us how to truly forgive. And as heads are bowed and eyes are closed, maybe you say, Pastor, I've never really said yes to Jesus for him to be my Savior, for me to follow after him, follow his commands, live a life according to him. Or maybe you say, Pastor, I need to recommit my life to Jesus. If either of those are you, just slip up your hand. I want to pray with you right where you are. Amen. Amen. There's something powerful about saying yes to Jesus. Whether it's for the first time or I say, I'm coming back to you. If that was you and you slipped up your hand, I want you to say this prayer with me. And everybody that agrees with this, you can say this prayer too. Jesus, thank you for your love. Thank you for your forgiveness. You forgave me when I was a mess. And I'm sorry for the times I've drifted, for the times I've sinned and failed and did things the wrong way. Give me a second start today. Give me a clean slate. Apply your perfect work on the cross to my life. Thank you for your grace, for your salvation. I need you in my life. I need you to lead me, to give me your wisdom, to give me your strength, so I can live a life that pleases you. In Jesus' name. Everybody said, come on, let's give God the praise today. Something powerful and profound about forgiveness. I'm excited about this journey. And if you accepted Christ today or recommitted your life to Christ, I'm so excited for you. Get connected here. Get connected with some good people. There is power in community and living life with other people that are a little bit crazy about Jesus too. Amen. Amen. I'll leave you with this thought. If God is for you, who can be against you? And if Jesus is with you, you will be undefeated. God bless you.
Thanks again for listening. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe. For more information or to connect with us, go to hopeunited.church. And remember, if God is with you, you will be undefeated.